Pepper Young's family. Pepper Young's family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message.
Don't tell me you're eating chicken sandwiches.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on down here?
Well, your father couldn't sleep, so he woke me up.
Oh, and... now that's a fine story. Your mother woke
well,
me
no,
up.
Well, no, we were both awake, so we decided we'd get up and come down here. Or rather, your father decided he would. So, he's eating tomorrow's dinner. There won't be a thing left for anybody else.
Well, gee, how about my horning in? I'd like a sandwich before the rest of that chicken disappears.
No, sir, there's only enough for me.
Why, Stan, there's enough for everybody. Sit down, Pepper, dear. I'll fix you one, too.
It sure looks good. I don't know why it is, but eating in the middle of the night like this always seems to be a lot more fun than at any other time. Say, what are you two talking about, anyway?
Oh, we were talking about Peggy to start with. I had a dream about music, about an orchestra, and about her dancing at a party. And I got to thinking she's probably, what she's doing tonight, and she's probably having a wonderful time in Chicago.
Yeah, I bet she's having herself a neat time. Boy, Peggy'd like nothing better than being with her heartbeat at a good dance.
Well, I hope she's having a good time, but I don't know, Pepper. I'm still wondering how Aunt Peggy is ever going to fit into that household.
Oh, she'll fit into it all right. Just leave it to Peg.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. I still say it was a mistake for her to go at all. But then I've been overridden so many times by this family.
Of course you have. I'm glad she went, and I'm sure she's having a wonderful time.
Say, Dad, it cost plenty to send her, didn't it?
Plenty.
But I guess it was worth it. I guess it's worth it to Carter to be able to show her off to his friends and his family. They won't find another girl like Peggy for a long time to come, any of them. She's all right.
Oh, Pepper, you think so too, don't you?
Oh, sure. She's okay.
Now, Sam, did you hear that? Uh-huh. We're not just foolish, fatuous parents. Even Pepper agrees she's all right.
Yeah, and she's good-looking, too. Boy, she isn't half bad when she's dressed up.
There, now, you see, Sam? Now I feel better. Pepper says she's beautiful.
Well, of course she's beautiful. She takes after her mother.
Oh, Sam.
Breakfast in the Young household is being served a little late this morning. The Young staged a midnight raid on the icebox last night and held a family conclave over the kitchen table until an outrageously late hour. Consequently, Mr. and Mrs. Young are a little heavy-eyed over their toast and coffee. And Pepper is just pulling his chair up to the table.
Good morning, Mom.
Hi.
Gee, I never expected to see you down till noon after keeping us up till all hours last night.
Keeping you up till all hours?
Huh?
It was your father and you who kept me up washing dishes after you got through cleaning out the icebox. You know, a flock of locusts have nothing on you two when you're turned loose in the kitchen at night. You two gentlemen finished that chicken we were saving for dinner tonight.
Well, I must say that I really enjoyed what little I had before Pepper arrived on the scene.
Hey, now, wait a minute. There was only a part of a wing left when I caught you pilfering the supply box.
I was not
pilfering. I think you were equally guilty. You know, I wonder if we'll get a letter from Peggy this morning telling us what a good time she's having in Chicago.
Well, I don't think she'll have time to write, Mary, so don't expect any letters.
Why?
Well, when you're having a good time, you never write letters.
Oh,
that's right. Gee, imagine Peg sitting down and dashing off a letter when Carter never lets her out of sight. Boy, I know how I hate to write letters.
Yes, you certainly do. Every time you've gone away from home, we've had to forget we have a son in the family.
That's right, Pepper.
Mom, there's never any time to write when you're away.
Well, now, I haven't been away from home often enough to know, but... Well, I was telling your mother last night, Pepper, that I may be away from now on. It's just barely possible that I may find a job over in Oak Park.
Oh, Dad, way over there?
I'm afraid so.
I told your father I just wouldn't hear of it. Remember, he just wore himself to the bone, trekking back and forth between here and Johnstown last winter. Now he's thinking of working way over in Oak Park.
Well, Mary, I don't think I'd try to get home every day. I could stay over there part of the week.
Oh, Sam. Now, I just won't have you living in some old rooming house, eating the wrong kind of food, staying up to all hours.
Oh, Mary, it may be a swell new boarding house with the right kind of food. And I may turn in early every night.
Sam, dear, you know I'd worry more about your health than the job would be worth.
Wait a minute, Mom. I've got an idea.
What?
If Dad got a job over in Oak Park, why couldn't you sort of go over there, too?
Leave Elmwood? Not a minute before I have to.
Well, now, this is all only theoretical. I haven't got the job, and I haven't left Elmwood. And the only place I've stayed up till all hours is right here in this kitchen last night.
Listen, Dad, I've made a little money helping Andy over at the airfield, and I thought, well, if you needed any of it, it's yours.
Well, thanks, son. I appreciate that, but, well, I don't need it yet.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Good morning, dear.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, Pepper. How are you?
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I'm a little late for breakfast.
What do you think of her, Mrs. Young?
Of her?
Oh, I get you. He's in a daze about a powder puff.
Oh.
Don't go cutting in on me, will you, Pepper?
Well, I mean by that she kind of likes you.
You mean that infant you dragged in here the other night by the name of Gloria something or other?
That's right. You kind of lay off her, will you?
No. Don't teeter, Biff, my boy. She's too infantile for me. I like him with plenty of experience in back of him.
Oh, now, Pepper, go along with you. You like him just the same age Biff does.
Now, that's what I'm worried about. I've never cut in on a pal in my life. So you've got nothing to fear from me, Biff. Why, she isn't even my type. Well, I've got to make tracks out of here. And Biff, take it from me. All girls are the same when you get to know them. It's only in the first stages that they seem different.
Mm,
she is different.
Biff, you're putting salt in your coffee? Oh,
salt? I never did a thing like that before. I mean, that's significant. I must really be in love this time.
Well, you certainly got all the symptoms.
Mrs. Young, now that Pepper's out of the way, what do you really think of Gloria?
Well, Biff, I really don't know. I saw very little of her. Of course, she seemed most attractive.
Well, that isn't what I mean, Mrs. Young. What would you say if you didn't know I liked her? If you... Well, it's important to get a woman's reaction on these things, Mrs. Young. I know what I think about her. I think Gloria's the most wonderful thing I ever saw. Well, she's got all the other girls around here beat a mile. But you see, that's not the way she'd affect you.
No, not quite.
But I'd like to get your reaction. Honest, I would.
Biff, dear, I think she's a very nice girl. And I suppose you're delighted to be in love again.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's never been like this before.
No, of course it wasn't. I suppose that's the pleasant part of falling in love each time. It was... never like this before.
What's got me down is the fact that right now when I met the one girl in the world for me, well, when I practically met my fate, Dad may send for me any minute to come out to Chicago and bust everything up. Oh, gee, Mrs. Young, I don't want to go to Chicago. It's going to just about polish me off if I had to leave Elmwood now when Gloria and I have just found each other.
Well, Biff, if your father sends for you, I guess you'll have to go. But you can come back to visit.
Come back and visit?
Sure.
Oh, gosh, that won't be the same. Don't you see, if I go away from here, she's liable to tie up with somebody else. I mean, a girl like that, a girl as fine as she is, won't be on the loose for long. Men will fall all over themselves to get her to go out with them, and she may cotton to some guy if I'm not around. Right now, I've got an inside track. See? Well, I mean, I got an inside track if Pepper lays off, because she kind of fell for him. On account of he's older and a flyer and all the remainder of it, but I mean... given an even break, I think I can be number one if I can stick right here and devote all my time to her.
Oh, Biff. I hope you're not going to devote all your time to any one girl for a long time to come.
Why not? Well, Peggy's serious, isn't she? She's engaged, and she's just my age, so why shouldn't I be engaged, too? Kids my age can love for all time. Don't you think so, Mrs. Young? Well, they can be serious about marriage at 17.
Yes, but, Biff, dear, on what? What could you possibly get married on, even if you did get somebody to marry you?
You don't have to get married on anything. Well, I mean, well, you can be engaged for a while. Well, I wouldn't ask anything more than that. Just to go around being engaged to Gloria. Well, Mrs. Young, you ought to be sympathetic. After all, Peggy is in the same boat.
Biff, I know it. And I wish you weren't in that same boat. You know, I hate to see you children growing up, thinking about marriage and all the rest of it. I'd much rather have you stay just as you are.
Yeah, but don't you see, Mrs. Young, you can't do that. Time doesn't stand still, and neither do we. Oh, when you meet a girl like Gloria, oh, boy, you just want to hang on to her for keeps. Mrs. Young, I'll just about die if I had to go way out to Chicago.
Oh, no, dear. Try not to take it so seriously. Have a good time with Gloria. And remember, there are lots of attractive girls in Chicago, too.
Not for me, there aren't. Not one. My heartbeat is here, not in Chicago.
I bet Peggy's having a lovely time this very minute. I bet she loves every inch of Chicago. But you couldn't tell her so a year ago. A year ago, she'd have said there was no place in the world like Elmwood. Oh, sit still, Biff. I'll go. Peggy!
As Peggy flies into her mother's arms, Mrs. Young wonders if that perhaps her little girl has grown up after all. And now a message from our sponsor. Tomorrow, Peggy tells why she ran out of a Trent million. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking.